はい、ではヨナ、今日のメッセージは Amazing Grace、 ありえない恵みというタイトルで、話していきたいと思います。
And so today's series is titled Amazing Grace, just like we just sang.
今日ヨナの2章に入っていきます。
And this is going into Jonah chapter 2.
まずその、2章全体1節から10節読んでいきたいと思います。
And we want to look at the whole thing from verse 1 through 10.
ではですね、いつも通り日本語だけで読みますので、英語の方は自分の聖書を開くかスクリーンを見てください。
And just as always, we're going to be reading in Japanese only, so if you're an English speaker, you can follow along on the screen or in your own Bible.
一節、ヨナは魚の腹の中から自分の神、主に祈った。苦しみの中から私は主に叫びました。すると主は私に答えてくださいました。黄泉の腹から私が叫び求めると、あなたは私の声を聞いてくださいました。あなたは私を深いところに、海の真ん中に投げ込まれました。潮の流れはが私を囲み、あなたの波、あなたの大波が皆私の上を越えてきました。私は言いました、私の御目の前から追われました。ただもう一度私はあなたの聖なる宮を仰ぎみたいのです。水は私を取り巻き喉にまで至り、大いなる水が私を囲み、海藻は頭に絡みつきました。私は山々の根元まで下り、地の貫禄は私の後ろで永遠に下ろされました。しかし私の神主よ、あなたは私の命を滅びの穴から引き上げてくださいました。私の魂が私の内で衰え果てた時、私は主を思い出しました。私の祈りはあなたに、あなたの聖なる宮に届きました。虚しい偶像に心を止める者は自分への恵みを捨て去ります。しかし私は感謝の声を上げてあなたの生贄を捧げ、私の誓いを果たします。救いは主のものです。主は魚に命じてヨナを陸地に吐き出させた。ヨナ、神から逃げた男として有名な預言者です。
So if you guys, if we're kind of looking at Jonah, he's this very known as like a famous prophet.
Running away from,
from running from God.
はい、でも私たちはヨナのようではないってね、大概のクリスチャンは思ってるかもしれません。
And I think a lot of people will look at Jonah and they're like, oh, I'm not like him.
でもヨナは私たちのそのまんまの描写だと思います。
But I think it actually is a very accurate depiction of what we're like.
ヨナは神を信じていました。神に形上従う人間でした。
Because Jonah was a guy who, you know, believed in God and kind of followed all of the standard stuff when it comes to believing in God and being a Christian.
でも自分の使命、ミッションからまず逃げていました。
But he actually just then started running away from his calling.
神の恵みをとことん分かってないやつでした。
No, so he didn't really fully understand God's grace.
神が恵みを持って彼の心を取り扱わなくちゃいけない。そのような神とヨナの対話のストーリーがこの書物の中心です。
And so there's this kind of the central part of this story in the book of Jonah that's really about like the conversation between God and Jonah and how God is really trying to get Jonah to understand his grace.
私たちも同じだと思います。皆さん教会に来て聖書を読んで祈ってると思います。
And I think in the same way, like we also, like, you know, we're doing the Christian thing. We come to church, we read the Bible, we like do all of the stuff at service.
でも現実的に恵みを深く理解してないのが私たちです。
But we also at the same time we don't truly understand on the fundamental level like what grace really is.
だから神のミッションのために完全に生きようとしていません。
And that's why like we're not completely really like living in this way that God has called us.
今日ヨナは初めてここで神に心を向け始めます。
And so this is the part in the story of Jonah where Jonah is really first starting to start orienting his heart towards God.
ある意味クリスチャンとして長年生きてたにもかかわらず初めて恵みの少し断片に触れるわけです。
And so, you know, he's been kind of, you know, living as a Christian for so long, but this is really the first time where he's starting to touch on actually understanding grace for the first time.
神の恵みを理解する瞬間です。
So this is the moment where he actually starts to understand God's
grace. 今日このヨナの祈りを通して恵みの概念を話していきます。
And so we want to talk about this idea of grace today.
私たちが恵みを本当に心で理解するためにはどういう過程があるのか、ここに載っていると思います。
I think it's also included here, like, you know, what does it actually really mean to understand grace and to actually experience it?
はい、3ついつも通り話していきます。
And we're, as always, we're going to talk about in three points.
はい、人生のどん底というのが最初のポイントです。
So the first one is kind of going deeper down into like the rock bottom of life.
神の恵みに気づくための過程、それが2番目です。
And the second point is kind of like the foundational truths or kind of like the process to really understanding God's grace.
そして 神の犠牲と神の愛っていう話をしていきます。
And then we'll talk about God's sacrifice and His love.
はい、ここで聖書この箇所全体を読んでいくと、繰り返されている言葉が出てきます。
And if we look at this passage, there's a few words that are repeated often.
まあ言葉というよりかコンセプトですね。
Or more than like a specific word, kind of like a main concept.
それは深くどんどんどんどん降下していく、深みに入っていくという概念です。
And this is like the idea of continuing to just go down further and further into like the deepest area.
2節読み、一番深いところですよね。
So in verse 2 it has like the word Sheol.
深いところ3節言ってます。
And then in verse 3 it has like the deep.
大いなる水の深い説、それが実は英語では5節で描かれてます。
And then there's also deep kind of meaning like this really just big expanse of water.
2節6節は下っていくっていう表現。
And then in verse 6 a couple times it has it like saying just like continuing to just go down.
山の根元、本当に下です。
And then there's like the roots of the mountains, so that's really far down.
滅びの穴、英語で言うと pit, bottomless pit.
And then there's the bottomless pit. It's like the pit of destruction.
一章に戻るとヨナはどこで寝ていましたか？船底で寝ていました。
And then also if we go back to verse 1, like where was Jonah sleeping? He was sleeping at chapter 1. He was sleeping at the very bottom of the boat.
ヨナは海の底に投げ込まれました。
And then he gets thrown into the very bottom of the ocean.
まず私たちが恵みに気づく要素は人生のどん底に下がっていくということです。
So for us, in the same way, like to really understand and finally realize grace and understand it, we also have to go to rock bottom.
って思いません？
And so you're like, wait,
なんで人生のどん底でないと私たちは恵みを発見できないんでしょうか？
You know, why do I have to go all the way to rock bottom to finally understand grace?
それは私たちに根本的にやばいほどの性格の欠点があるからです。
And it's because like we actually have these kind of these flaws and these defects that we don't realize, and that's why we have to go there.
私たちは自分の欠点を見ようとするためには本当に人生のどん底が必要なんです。
Because for us to actually be faced with those flaws and defects that we have about ourselves, we actually have to be forced to go to rock bottom.
ヨナは頑固で人を見下し、ね、他の人々の救いを全くケアしない、そんなこと思えないよ、伝道全く興味ない、そんなやつでした。
You know, Jonah was this very, like, very stubborn guy. He did not care about other people. He wasn't, like, had no thought about, like, I want to care about other people or evangelize to people at all.
怒りの問題を持ってました。
He always had a struggle with anger.
でもこのやはり人生のどん底に行かなくちゃいけないっていう要素は私たちにすごく受け入れがたい要素だと思います。
I think that this idea of like we have to go down to rock bottom to truly realize God's grace is something that it's really hard for us to accept.
現代人は全く真逆の考えをしているからです。
I think especially in modern times, like we have the complete opposite way of thinking about things.
私たちは自分たちの人生の自分の欠点をできるだけ見ようとしない世代です。
You know, it's like the era that we're living now is like as much as possible try not to look at your defects and your weak points.
人生で成功するためには自尊心を持てばいいって、そのように英語で言うselfesteem、そのようなものを持てばいいって教えられます。
You know, we're always taught like if you want to succeed in life, if you want to do well, just like have good self-esteem, just like think well of yourself.
自分の夢を追い続ければいい。
You know, just follow your dreams.
自分の感じる通りに人生の決断をすればいい。
You know, just follow your heart and decide things based off of
that. 誰にも自分の決断に対してものを言わせるな。
You know, don't let anybody say anything about like your decisions and how you should live your life.
そして欠点を見えをせずにある意味自分の人生を覆い隠し、そして良いところだけ見なくちゃいけない、そういうふうに教えられてきました。
And so we're kind of taught to live in this way of like just like ignore and try to cover up any bad parts you have and just kind of present yourself as this really good self-esteem person.
自分は良い人間なんだ、自分は素晴らしい存在なんだ、自分には成功できる能力があるんだ、そう教えられて育ってきているのが私たちの世代です。
We're always like we're living in this generation where it's just kind of like oh like you're good, you can do it, you can succeed, and it's just like believe in yourself.
さらに今の時代やばいのがソーシャルメディアです。
And you know what that makes that worse is social media.
自分がどれほど美しいのかハンサムなのか見て世界中にもうばらまかしてます。
You know, just today it's like, oh, just try to upload how like make yourself look good to everybody and upload.
自分の意見がどれほど正しいのか。
Or like how like correct your opinion is and just put that out there to everybody.
自分の政治的意見がどれほど正しいのか。
You know, how correct your political opinion is about this and you just have to let everybody know.
どれほど周りが間違ってるのか。
Or like how everybody else is wrong.
もういいよってぐらいシェアしていきますよね。
Like it's like why do we have to keep like sharing all this kind of stuff?
いや別にあなたのセルフesteem 自尊心そこまで示さなくてもいいじゃないかという世代です。
Like, shouldn't like we not have to share so much about like our own self-esteem to like other people?
皆さんは自分の性格のどうしようもない欠点気づいていますでしょうか？
So, you know, for us, are we really actually realizing, are we aware of like our defects and the problems that we actually have in our lives?
これはクリスチャンでも例外ではない問題です。
And this is not just like a thing that Christians are exempt from. Like, this affects everybody.
多くの人たちは教会に行きます。
Like, you know, a lot of people, they come to church.
でも自分の欠点が現れる状態になるとすぐ逃げる私たちがいます。
And there's a lot of people, like, as soon as there's like a moment where it kind of reveals like a weak point in them, like a flaw in their character, then they just run away.
教会で問題があり、自分の欠点がもうどうしようもなく目に見える形で突きつけられる状態は皆さん経験していると思います。
I think a lot of us, you know, here at church, we've been in situations where some kind of things happen in the situation that reveals like this flaw in our character or some issue that we have.
そこで本当のクリスチャンだったら悔い改め、霊的成長を刷新を起こしていくはずが、それを見ようとしません。
And, you know, and that's the place where like we should as Christians then try to like take from that and repent and like focus in like gospel renewal and growing in that.We often don't, though.
でも他の教会に逃げるかもしれません。
But often we just, you know, decide to run away to another church.
仕事に没頭し始めるかもしれません。
Or we just focus on, like, we become a workaholic and we just focus on that.
またはミニストリーの成功、そういうものの裏に隠れようとしてるかもしれません。
You know, or we kind of like try to hide behind like succeeding in ministry.
自分の欠点を見つめたことはありますでしょうか。
So like for all of us, like, have we actually like really tried to actually focus on our problems and our defects and the things that we're like struggling with?
私たちの中には大学に落ちないと自分の欠点をわからない人たちがいるかもしれません。
There might be people who like they won't actually know what those things are if they don't actually go through not getting into college if they don't experience not failing.
仕事を失って初めてそれに気づくかもしれません。
There might be people who really experience that for the first time when they actually lose their job.
離婚を経験して母子家庭になり、人生のどん底を友達を裏切り傷つけ。一人ぼっちになって初めて気づくかもしれません。
It might be when you get divorced and you're living in this like single parent home or you're betrayed by your friend. You might not realize it until that happens.
さまざまな挫折を味わって初めて自分に気づかされるんです。
We might not be realizing these things until we experience a lot of really hard setbacks.
自分の偽物の自尊心を剥奪されなければ私たちは気づかないんです。
And it's because if we don't have this kind of fake self-esteem stripped away from us, we won't realize it.
その話は先週、僕の個人的な話は先週しました。
And I shared that last week about kind of with my own story and my own life, how that happened.
実はある意味それが旧約聖書の多くの人物のストーリーでもあります。
And there's actually the same story with a lot of the Old Testament characters.
アブラハム。
For Abraham.
彼はおじいちゃんもお父さんもノンクリスチャンみたいな人生を生きてた家庭で育ちました。
So he grew up in a household where his father and grandfather were non-Christians.
故郷を離れて初めて自分の人生を見つめ始めるんです。
And when he, you know, he finally kind of really was faced to look at his own life when he left his home.
彼は簡単に嘘をついて評判よく自分を見せるようなやつでした。
And he was a guy who would always kind of lie and try to make himself look better to other people around him.
奥さんのただ言ってることに従い自分と夫としての責任を持たないようなやつでした。
He's a guy who like he wasn't taking responsibility for like his like wife and all these other people around him.
性的にだらしないやつでした。
And he like kind of messed up sexually with this other woman at some point.
人生のどん底に落ちて初めて神の恵みを体験しました。
And when he finally hit rock bottom, that's when he experienced God's grace.
ヤコブ、おぼっちゃま、mommy's boy.
And there's also a Jacob. He was like this kind of spoiled mommy's boy kind of guy.
嘘をついて自分が欲しいものを手に入れるような人を騙すタイプ。
And he was this guy who was always trying to deceive people and lie to get what he wanted.
でも自分が同じことをされるまでは義理のお父さんラバンに同じことをされるまで気づきませんでした。
But he didn't realize his own flaws in this way until the same thing was done to him by his father-in-law.
二度目の追放を経験し。それでやっと自分が傷つけた兄に謝ろう、そこで人生の問題を解決しようって何十年も経った後に思い出し始めるんです。
And after like, that happened twice to him actually, and after a lot of years passed, he finally decided like, okay, I actually need to go apologize to my brother.
モーゼ。
Or about Moses.
めちゃくちゃブチ切れるのが早いやつでした。
He's like, he just got angry so quickly.
人を殺した経験もあります。
He killed somebody.
それだけではなく神の契約の石の実戒を怒りに任せてバーンって割ったやつです。
And then he's like the guy when like he actually finally got the Ten Commandments, he got all angry and then he dropped them and
broke them. 現代に生きてたら絶対アンガーマネジメントのカウンセリング行かなくちゃいけないやつです。
Like if this was if they had this back then, like if, or if he was living now, he would definitely have to go to an anger management class.
最終的には約束の地にも行けませんでした。
Like he wasn't even able to end up going into the promised land because of this.
何を聖書は描いてるんでしょうか。
So what is it talking about here in the Bible?
神様がやろうとしていることは何でしょうか、私たちに。
What is God trying to do here with us?
偉大なミッションがフォーカス、はじめがフォーカスじゃないんです。私たちの心の刷新ですよ。
And it's really like it's this mission, but it's also like the renewal of our hearts.
僕の欠点は何だと思いますか。
So like, what do you guys think that my kind of flaw is?
皆さんもうご存知だと思います。
Maybe you guys already know.
僕はどうしようもないほど自分が尊敬してるする人の承認を得たい、そういう問題があります。
And for me, I often struggle with just like no matter what, I just want people to approve of me.
No, the who I respect.
Of who I am. Yeah.
Who I respect.
Of who respects. Yeah.
自分の父親的な存在になってくれるような人たちの承認を常に追い求めてミニストリーやってた自分がいました。
You know, there was this time where I was just always wanting to serve these people that were above me, and I always wanted them to approve of me.
でも自分の計画、自分の人生プラン、自分の人生のリソース全て尽きた時に、亡くなった時に、神様に本当の自分の姿を突きつけられる。そしてそれを受け入れることができたんです。
But it was only until after all of those things were taken away and stripped away that I actually really understood God's grace and was able to start changing.
イエスさんも言いましたよね。あなたが命を得たいならまず自分の命を捨てなさい。
And this is similar to what Jesus said. Like if you want to gain life, first you must lose it.
登るにはまず減り下ること、下がる道だ。
Like if you want to, you know, be exalted, you have to make yourself low.
最大の人生の変化が起こるのは大抵どん底なんです。
So really,most of the time, when our lives change, it's after going through this rock bottom time in our life.
でも勘違いしないでください。どん底が私たちを変えてくれるんじゃないです。
But don't like misunderstand here. It's not the rock bottom itself that changes us.
どん底にいる時のあなたの祈りです。
So、it's actually the prayer that we have in the rock bottom.
どん底に落ちても祈らないやついっぱいいます。
There's a lot of people who go to rock bottom and then they just stay there and they don't pray.
自分で這い上がろうと必死になる人もいます。
They just get really, you know, really desperate and they just stay there.
苦しみにあった時に神に祈っていますか。
So for all of us in this rock bottom, in struggling, in suffering, are we praying to God?
どん底に向き合った時に神を覚えることをしていますか。
So are we really remembering God and what He has done for us in this time?
その時初めてヨナが終わりの方です。本当に祈りの終わりの方です。8節。その時初めて神様の愛っていう概念が出てきます。
And really, it's near the end of this prayer in verse 8 is when Jonah actually remembers God's love.
自分への恵みっていう言葉を使い始めてます。
And this is where he's really starting to really start using these words of love and grace.
ヘブル語ではチェスドという言葉なんですが、それは神の、不動の愛、または不動の、恵みという、そういう表現が詩篇やいろんなところで使われています。
And the original kind of Hebrew word is this word that means like God's unchanging love.
その時初めて死を経験して初めて生きる民、生きている人間のところに使わされる、そのターニングポイント。
And this is for Jonah. This is this turning point where he realizes God's love that really helps him kind of come back up and to really experience life.
なので2番目のポイントとして、恵みのこの過程をヨナが通らなきゃいけなかった恵みの過程をちょっと皆さんに3つお伝えしたいと思います。
And so going into point two, we want to talk about more about these kind of these truths and about this process of actually what it looks like to come and realize God's grace.
3つ、恵みを本当に理解するための3つの要素。
And so there's kind of three main elements that we have to be able to actually do that.
はい、3節、ヨナが投げ込まれたっていう表現を使ってます。
And in verse 3, there's this expression of like Jonah was like thrown into.
3節と5節、囲まれる。そのような表現があります。
And so, yeah, so he was cast into the deep and then he was surrounded by.
取り巻くっていう日本語ではこの、言葉を使って。
And then it's like they were closing in around him.
また、地の貫抜きっていう言葉、ちょっとあまりよくわからない、言葉ですけども、そこでそれが下されたっていう表現を使ってますよね。それが多分5節かな。はい。
And then there's also this interesting part where it says like the.Yeah, like the waters closed in around him, and then, oh, they went down into the land whose bars closed up on me.
Ah, まあ英語の方が分かりやすいです。バーが閉じたってそのような表現ですね。
Verse 6.
何言ってるんでしょうか。
So what is he talking about here?
これ牢獄です。
It's kind of like a jail.
牢屋ですよ。
It's like he's like in a little jail cell.
皆さん牢屋どうやって行きますか。
So you know, how do you live in jail?
行きたくない人もちろん。
Obviously, or how do you get to jail? Like anybody who wants to go to jail.
命は失ってないですけども、魚の腹の中、要は牢屋にいるわけです。
So, you know, so he's not Jonah hasn't died here. He's just like inside this fish, and he's just like there, and it's like a jail for him.
なんで牢屋に行くんでしょうか?
So why did he go there? Or why do we go there?
それは自分が犯した罪を自覚するためです。
And a lot of times it's to help you realize what you've done wrong, the thing that got you there in the first place.
ヨナは死んでてもおかしくない。でも牢屋に生かされている。それは恵みです。皆さんひどいと思うかもしれません。でもこれ恵みなんです。
You guys might think it's like kind of like cruel to send Jonah to jail inside of a giant fish, but it's actually grace in a sense because he really should have just been killed. And,
yeah. 恵みの第一歩は神の正義を認め、自分の罪を完全に受け入れる。言い訳なしに認めるということです。
Yeah, and so the first step in really understanding and experiencing God's grace is to really come to accept his justice and not give any excuses about that.
ずっと前ですね、NHK のその囚人たちのドキュメンタリーがありました。
So apparently a little while ago there was this NHK documentary about criminals and like those who were in prison.
そしてその囚人たちのその牢屋にいる人たちのもう何十年ももう極刑をずっと生きている、そこで生きている人たちの話のインタビューがありました。
And they did the interviews of these prisoners who were basically they were incarcerated for like at least 10 years.
で、興味深いなと思ったのが、ほとんどの人が牢屋にいながら悔い改めてないんです。
And almost all of them, like they were there for all this time and they had never decided to kind of like change their ways or repent from what they had done.
もちろん全ての人じゃないです。でもほとんどの人たちです。
Not everybody, but most people were like that.
彼らはこう言うんです。
And this is what they said.
もちろん申し訳ないことをしたと。
And they're like, oh, of course I know I did something really bad.
でも状況が僕をそうさせたんだっていうんです。
But really, it was the situation that kind of caused me to do that.
自分が育った環境がそうさせてしまった。
You know, it was the environment that I grew up in that just made me be like that.
自分をそこまで怒らせた妻がいた、兄弟がいた、人がいた。
You know, I had my wife or my brother was just like they were just so bad that they kind of led me to that point of having to do that.
社会が悪いから自分がそうなった。
You know, society is just so bad that it caused me to end up doing that.
それは悔い改めではありません。
And that is not repentance.
それは本当に自分に向き合ってる状態ではありません。
And that's not really, that's not facing your true how you are at yourself.
本当に自分を見つめるということは自分がどれほどモラル的に崩壊してるかということです。
And what really facing yourself and looking at how you are is actually acknowledging how morally bankrupt you are.
でも現代人また逆ですよね。
But this is, you know, back how we said before, like the way we live in the modern times is completely the opposite.
もちろんクリスチャンじゃない人たちには神の基準、神のモラル基準というものがありません、ほぼ。
You know, especially there's no like moral standard that like, you know, God has his moral standard. They don't have that at all.
そうなると関係主義的どういうことかというと、自分が何が正しいかということを状況に合わせてコロコロ変える私たちがいるんです。
And so it's this kind of the situation where it's just kind of basing it on like, oh, who's there right now, and what's the situation, and I'll just kind of adjust for that in the moment.
牢屋にいる人たちの同じことをやってます。状況がこうだったから私はそうなってしまった。要は自分にそのすることの正当性があった。また要は結局自分の欠点を見てないということなんです。
And it's this whole thing with the criminals who were in jail. They were just kind of trying to justify their own situation, be like, oh, well, that's how it was in that situation, and it kind of caused me to do that. And they aren't really trying to acknowledge any fault that they had on their end.
日本人は特に私別に何も悪いことしていないから祝福されるはずだ、成功できるはずだ、豊かになるべきだ。私はそれを受け入れに値する。I deserve.それを常に私たちは思っていると思います。
I think often, especially maybe in Japan, we have this kind of thought of like, well, I haven't like committed a crime, I haven't done anything wrong, like I'm living as a generally like good person, whatever that means, and so therefore I should probably get all these good things and I deserve to live this nice life.
まあ、キリスト教のメッセージは逆です。それを受け入れに値しないっていうのがまず恵みを理解する自覚です。
Yeah, but with Christianity, it's actually the complete opposite. It's realizing that we actually don't deserve any of those things, but we're still given it anyways because of grace.
ヨナはその要は牢屋のガラガラガラってあれよね、鉄格子が閉ざされたっていう自分の後ろでそれがパーン、もう逃げ道がなくなったって自覚をしてるんです。
And so Jonah is here. He's realizing when all of these jail bars of the fish eating him are closing in around him, that's when he's at this moment of realizing God's grace.
永遠に閉ざされたって言ってます。
And it says like he was like closed off forever.
でもその次の瞬間でもそこから解放されたって言ってませんか?
But then it says, that doesn't it say like right after that he was like released?
え? って思いません?
Like wait, so like why does it say
forever? 永遠に逃げることができない。この自分の欠点、自分のしょうもなさ。でもそこから逃げる、解放される道を見つけたんだっていう恵みの気づきです。
Because It's this realization of grace, of knowing that you can never be escape from your flaws and your defects. You can never get completely away from them, but at the same time, you are freed from them by grace.
それが一つ目。二つ目はちょっと似てますけども、もうちょっと深くいきます。
So that was the first kind of element. There's another one that we want to go into that's a little bit related, but a little bit deeper.
二つ目は自分に霊的的に自分を救う術を持っていないっていう自覚です。
And the second one is realizing that we don't have any kind of spiritual way of saving ourselves.
先ほど言いました。ヨナはもうそのドアが閉じた。自分にはもう何もできない。ここから自分の牢獄から抜け出す術を持ってないという自覚でしたよね。
So earlier it said that Jonah realized he had this awareness that he was closed in this jail and that he couldn't do anything about it.
私たちの問題は自分がやばい。自分の欠点、自分の性格の、しょうもなさに気づいたときに、それを必死で自分で直そうとする私たちがいます。
I think a lot of times when we're in a similar situation, we often just try to, as much as we can, just desperately try to get out of the situation with our own strength.
もっと頑張れば自分を直せる。
Like if I just try a little bit harder, I think I can fix this.
自己啓発の本を買ってこよう。
If I just gotta go buy some books on self-enlightenment, that'll do it.
YouTube で成功している人たちの例を見て、それを真似すれば自分は這い上がれる。
If I just do all of the same things that the YouTubers who are successful do, then I could do the same thing as them.
TED トークを見よう。
I just gotta look at more TED Talks.
クリスチャンだったら聖書をもっと読もう。いいことですよ、でも。
I just have to act like a Christian more and like do more Bible stuff.
聖書が言ってることを自分で頑張ればもっと変われる。
I just have to like try really hard to be a Christian and do what the Christians do.
ヨナ言ってます。その術すら私たちは持ってない。
And what Jonah is saying is, we don't even have that. We don't even have the ability to do that.
日本人にはこれ辛いメッセージだと思います。
I think that this can be a particularly hard and difficult message for Japanese people.
私たちは恩を返す、そのようなコンセプトを持って生きてしまっています。
And I think often in Japan there's this idea of like having to kind of return the favor or give back so that you're not in debt to anybody.
でも私たちが神に貸した借金は恩を返せないほどのものだって気づくことなんです。
Yeah, but the problem is that the debt that we owe to God is kind of unrepayable.
私たちお土産もらいます。そうすると、あ、すぐお土産返さなくちゃ。そう思う私たちがいます。
You know, if we get like a お土産 or souvenir from somebody who went somewhere, then we kind of like, okay, I gotta give this back to them next time I go somewhere.
誰にも迷惑をかけないように、他人の世話にならないように。
You know, it's like, I don't want to cause trouble for anybody around me. I don't want to be a burden on anybody.
要は別の言い方をすると、貸しを作りたくない私たちがいます。
And it's this kind of way of living. It's like, I don't want to like put my, I don't want to like live in a way that makes me kind of depend on somebody else or like owe anybody else back.
日本人は他の人に頼ろうとしないんです。
And so in a lot of ways like that, Japanese people don't want to like rely on other people in the same way.
ヨナ7節でこう言ってます。私の魂が私の内で衰え果てた時、私は主を思い出しました。
It says in verse 7, when my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord.
My soul, does it say? Or
when my
life?
Life, I guess. Or soul, it says soul in Japanese.
はい。日本語では魂って言ってます。
And so in Japanese, it's like my soul is like just withering away.
どういうことかというと、自分の感情的 strength、強さ、感情、なんて言ったらいいのかな、感情力。それが尽きたとき。
It's like even when all of your kind of like emotional just strength, all of like your mental energy is completely used up and gone.
精神力が尽きたとき。
Just all of like your mental like wherewithal is just completely gone.
ある意味うつ状態です。
In a lot of ways, it's kind of like depression.
うつ。皆さんうつ経験したことがあると思います。
Maybe there's people here who have experienced being depressed before.
その状態が恵みを気づく。チャンスなんです。
And that's actually a chance to really, really realize grace.
自分の頭でどうにかしようというもうできない状態です。
Is this this moment where like you really you can't do anything in your own head and your
僕も先週言いました。その決断をした後、友達一気に500人亡くしました。
And you know, I shared this last week in my story of like when I decided to leave that church. When I decided to do that, I lost like 500 friends like immediately.
自分の人生の目的を失いました。
I kind of lost all purpose in like what was I doing in my life.
実際に自分の仕事を失いました。
I obviously like lost my job itself too.
唯一いたのはもちろん妻と子供、もうそれだけで十分なんですけども。
And of course, I still had like my wife and children, and that was of course enough.
でもある意味自分の精神力が尽きた瞬間でした。
But that was really a moment where I kind of just lost all kind of mental fortitude to really be able to do anything.
今までは伝道頑張ろう、神様のために何かやって頑張ろう、そういう 思いで自分を支えてた自分がいました。
And up until that point, there was always the way that I was always just like, okay, I think I can just like try a little bit harder and try to do this, and I think I can make this work.
ある人はこうかもしれません。ああ、給料日だ。もうちょっと頑張ろう。
Some people might just be like, okay, if I just got like a little bit higher salary, if I could just get like a little bit more, or like as soon as the salary comes, then I'll be able to like kind of make it. このシーズンが終わればもうちょっと自分の人生豊かになると思ってるかもしれない。Or it's like, if I just get through this kind of hard season, then I think I can do it myself after that.
あ、今苦しんででも苦労がやっぱり自分の子供がうまく成長したら報われるって思ってるかもしれません。
You know, going through this hard time right now, but like actually this kind of struggle is actually helping to like,help my kids grow in a little bit and that might help later in the future.
今孤独だけどでも結婚したら良くなるかもしれない。
You know, I feel so lonely right now, but if I could just get married, then maybe I won't feel that way anymore.
でも考えてみてください。全部それが叶わなかったらどうします?
But think about it, like what if none of those things ever actually changed? Then what would you do?
ある人は自殺します。
A lot of people end up committing suicide.
でも私たちはイエス・キリストだけしかいないって上等にならないとイエス・キリストが絶対に必要だって思えない私たちがいますよね。
And it's because we don't realize that Jesus is all that we need until that he's all that we have.
そういう状態です。
And that's the situation that we're looking at here.
自分の無力さ、自分がもうどうしようもできないほど自分を救えない、それを受け入れるっていうことです。
And we have to really accept that there's nothing that we can do in and of ourselves to save ourselves.
そして3番目。
And then the third point.
それは犠牲の愛に気づくということです。
And that is realizing the sacrificial love of God.
4節、そして7節。ヨナはあなたの聖なる宮っていう言葉を2回祈ってます。
And in verse 4 and 7, Jonah is praying this word, saying, he's saying like your holy temple.
どういうことでしょうか?
And what is he talking about here?
恵みの要素っていうものは自分が先ほど言ったように自分を救う術がないって気づかされた時ですよね。
So this is the time where he like realized that he doesn't have any kind of thing in himself to save himself.
で、そこで神殿、神様の神殿という言葉が出てきます。なんで神殿が鍵なんでしょうか?
And so then all of a sudden after he realizes that, then God's temple, God's holy temple comes into play. And so why does that relate to this?
それは神と人がつながれる場所だからです。
It's because that this was the place where God and people could be connected, could be united.
神から逃げてたやつがとことん逃げて闇に深く深く落ちたやつが神との接点を持てる唯一の場所です。
And this was like the one place where anybody who had run really, really far away from God then could come back and at the temple then be reconnected with God.
その当時、神殿システムはこのようなものでした。
And so, this was kind of how the, this, yeah, this temple was back in the time.
聖なる場所にはアーク契約の箱が置いてありました。
And so there was this like the most kind of central holiest place in the temple when they had this ark, the ark of the covenant.
その中にはモーゼの実戒とアロンの杖が箱の中に入っていました。
And then in this ark, it was like a box. In this box, there was Moses' Ten Commandments and also Aaron's staff.
そしてその上には金の板の蓋がしてあるんです。
And then above that, there is like this lid that's made out of gold.
そしてその金の板の上には椅子みたいのが乗っかってるんです。
And then on top of that lid, there was like a basically like a seat.
はい、英語では mercy seat って呼びます。
Yeah, it's like the mercy seat.
でも日本語ではなだめの蓋って呼ばれます。
And the Japanese name is more interesting. It's like the lid of calming God, like God's anger.
そのシステムは贖いの日に毎回動物の生贄を持ってきて血をその上の契約の箱の上に撒くんです。
And so they would have this kind of special like festival at the time of like redemption and all this stuff in the kind of the time, and they would have an animal sacrifice and they would throw the blood of that animal onto that.
その目的は神の怒りを鎮めるよう、なだめるっていうそういう表現が使われてますけども、そういう目的で私たちの罪を許してもらうためにそれが撒かれます。
And so this was this time where it was like to calm God's anger towards us and to like.Kind of so that he could then have this mercy towards us instead.
Jonah はそのシステム、その神殿システムを思い出してるんです。
And this is what Jonah is doing. He's remembering the system of how things were.
でも問題は毎回贖いの日に、毎回ですよ。それを持ってこなくちゃいけないんです。許されるたびに、許してもらうたびに、 それをしなくちゃいけないイスラエル人たちがいました。
Yeah, but the problem with the system is that it was like a one-off thing, and anytime you sinned, you had to go back and get forgiven again and do another sacrifice.
ヨナはそれを思い出してるんです。
And Jonah is remembering this.
ある意味初めて今までこのシステム知ってたわけですよ。このイスラエルの儀式や神殿システム分かってたやつです。預言者として。
You know, he's like a prophet of Israel. Like he knows how this system works, and he's remembering it now in this moment.
初めてでもそこで彼の人生で意味を持ち始めたんです。
And this is when he really kind of started to realize like the kind of meaning of his life.
私たちも同じかもしれません。
And it might be the same for us.
教会に来て何度も聖書の概念聞いています。
Like we come to church all the time where we're hearing about the Bible.
特に福音中心教会として恵み、福音、それがどう機能するのか皆さんにもう皆さんが嫌っていうほど教えてると思います。
You know, I think we're always talking, especially here at this like it's a gospel-centered church, and we're always trying to talk about these different concepts all the time.
でも長年クリスチャンと生きていていながらヨナと同じように。どん底に落ちなければ頭でクリックしないんです。それが心に落とし込まれないんですよ。
Yeah, and you know, for so many of us though, like we can be hearing this all the time, and until we get into this rock bottom time in our lives, like it's just not going to click. It's just going to be like this random like information that we don't actually understand.
心に入っていないことが初めて心に入り始める瞬間です。
And so this moment for him is like when all of these things that he's kind of like, oh yeah, I'm aware of that thing being a fact, but it's finally entering his heart in that moment.
最後、じゃあどうすれば私たちがヨナが気づかされたことを気づくようになるんでしょうか?
And so, like finally, like how we want to talk about more, like how does this actually like happen? Like how does he actually come to realize these things into his heart?
最後のポイント、神の犠牲の愛です。
And that is the last point, which is God's sacrifice and His love.
先ほど言いました。イスラエルの時代はもう何度も何度もそれをしなくちゃいけない。何度も何度も犠牲を何度も何度も毎回思い起こすそういう作業でしたよね。
So as we said earlier, like this system of like the sacrifice, and anytime you sin, you have to go do a sacrifice and get forgiven. Like this is something that you have to constantly do over and over again every time you sin, and that's how the Israelites lived for a really long time.
でも私たちはどうでしょうか?
But how does it work for us?
永遠の捧げものがもうされています。
And there's actually an eternal sacrifice that's already been given for us.
永遠の犠牲を払い、永遠も毎回それをしなくていい捧げものがもうすでに起こってるんです。
Because this eternal sacrifice that has already been done for us so that we don't have to now do that anymore.
先ほど言いました。恵みを知る過程は自分の罪深さに気づくこと。
So as we said earlier, like the first one is kind of like realizing how much we need grace and how much we can't do that on ourselves.
自分が無力だ、自分を救えないってことを自覚すること、それが二つ目。
And then realizing that like we don't even have any kind of wherewithal within ourselves to be able to save ourselves at all.
そして神様のどれほどの犠牲が払われたのか気づくこと、三つ学びました。
And then the third one is like realizing how much God actually sacrificed for us so that we don't have to.
それが全部イエス・キリストの十字架で示されてるんです。
And all three of these things are shown on the cross of Jesus.
イエス・キリストが本来だったら彼がその契約の箱のその王座に座ってるはずの王様、完璧な王であり人です。そして神です。
So Jesus was the one who was originally like he was the one to be able to sit on that throne to be king over like as God over all of us.
でも彼の血がその座に撒かれました。
But instead, like his blood was the one that was thrown as a sacrifice.
彼が私たちの代わりに黄泉に下っていきました。
He's the one who, in our place, went down to rock bottom to the depths.
一番高い位にいる方が一番低くされたんです。
He was the one who is in the highest position ever, and he is the one who went down to the lowest point for us.
一番命にあふれる人が命を捨てたんです。
He's the one who was just the most full of life, who then gave all of his life for us.
それは私たち本来どん底で苦しみ、闇にまみれ、そして永遠の牢獄にいる私たちが救い出されるためです。
And that was for to be able to save all of us who were just stuck in this complete rock bottom darkness.
でも毎回思い起こすってことはイスラエルの時代から変わってません。
And this kind of like this idea of like always having to remember this is not something that they had in the Israelites time. It's something that also we still have to do today.
さっき言いましたイスラエル人毎回行動その行動をしなくちゃいけなかったわけです。
So as we said earlier, like the Israelites always had to actually like physically do this sacrifice and this action.
ある意味私たちの方が楽です。
And it's actually in a sense it's kind of easier for us.
福音を思い出せばいいからです。
Because we just need to remember this truth, remember the gospel.
皆さん朝起きた時に、トイレに座ってる時に、寝る前に、食事する前に、いつでもできます。
So this is something that you can do really anytime, like when you wake up, when you're going to the bathroom, when you're right before you sleep, like you can just remember all that God has done for you.
人生のどん底に落ちてからそれを思い起こす必要がないです。ちょっと苦しいな、ああ、月曜日の朝、マンデーブルー、ちょっと辛いなと思った時に福音を思い出せるんですよ。
And this is not something that's like you have to wait till you get to rock bottom to be allowed to remember. You can remember anytime that you want. Like you just like, oh, I'm feeling a little sad because it's Monday again and I have to go to work. Well, you can remember this gospel truth even then.
私たち Amazing Grace 今歌いました。
You know, as we sang earlier, we sang Amazing Grace.
歌っていながらほとんどの人理解してないと思います、この原理を。
And there's a lot of people who are either singing this about how amazing grace is, but they don't actually truly understand that.
本当に真理を完全に信じ、把握して思い起こすときに初めて不思議な永遠に経験できる慰め、それが心に入ってくるんです。
I think when we truly understand this on the deepest level for the first time, there's this kind of this deeper, like unexplainable comfort that really comes into our hearts when we're understanding that.
でも恵みを邪魔してしまう敵が2つあります。
But there are two things that kind of get in the way of this grace and us being able to experience it.
それは自分を過大評価している人々。
And that's like people who are always kind of trying to like evaluate and like judge based on like how good you are about different things.
No, or like, your self-esteem is too high.
Or your self-esteem, yeah, thanks.
自分には恵みが必要ないと思ってる人。
Like people who think that they don't need grace because I'm like, oh, I think well of myself.
もちろん、恵みを理解できいけないと思います。
If you don't think that you need grace, then you probably can't understand it.
でももう一つ、こっちの方が僕厄介だと思います。僕はそれを cheap grace、安い、恵みを理解してしまっている人。
But then the other kind of one that's actually maybe more dangerous is like this idea of cheap grace, who are like you're not really kind of putting the weight of the importance on that grace.
神様は死んでくれたの知ってる、福音知ってるって思う人。
And it's kind of just like, yeah, I get it. Like God, He did the thing for me to like save me, and I'm good now.
でもその後自分の力で生きている人たちです。
But like I'm good now. Thanks for that. I'll take it from here, and I'm just gonna live on my own strength now.
ああ、まあ、恵み受けてるから何でも罪許される。もちろん許されます。でもそういう軽い気持ちでミッションに生きない人たちです。
You know, just kind of like not really like.Fully understanding like the depth of like what it meant to forgive your sin, and you're like, okay, like all sins are forgiven, so like, yeah, it's fine, like I can just do whatever now, and I'll probably, but you're not like really involved in like God's mission and what He's like doing.
自分が失敗者だと思っていても抽象的な神様の愛しか理解してないんです。
Or like if you do kind of mess up again at some point, like you only have this kind of like random like really abstract understanding of God, but you're not actually experiencing Him.
どれほどとてつもなく大きな負債、犠牲を払われて、その罪の奴隷、牢獄から解放されているという自覚がない人たちです。
It's because this is people who like don't have this really deep awareness of like how intense like and how crazy the sacrifice that God did for us is.
最後に、ヨナは魚の牢獄から解放される前に、6節ですね。ごめんなさい、6節だったっけな。はい。それを解放される前に神様に感謝しています。それめちゃくちゃ重要です。
So finally, there's one really important part that we want to look at that's in verse 6, which is before Jonah is released from the fish, but he's actually giving thanks to God, and this is really important.
恵みの本当の姿っていうのは、自分が祈ったことを受け取る前に神を神とし、神に感謝できる人です。
Because people who are really able to actually truly experience this grace and understand this grace and help let it change them are people who actually are able to be like thankful, like they're recognizing God's grace and they're thankful and they're able to thank God.
ヨナは9節で最後に、要は宣言、叫びで終わってます。神様の救いは、本当の救いは主から来る、神から来るんだって宣言して終わってます。
And that's why in verse 9, he's ending it with this declaration, like saying like salvation belongs to the Lord.
そして私の使命を果たしますという宣言です。
And then he's saying like I will with the voice of thanksgiving I will sacrifice to you with and I will with what I have vowed I will pay.
リバイバルどうやって起こるか知ってますか皆さん。
Like, do you guys know how revivals happen?
教会がなんかすごい賛美をし始めてなんか僕のメッセージするたびにフワーンってなんか白いものがポワーンって出てきてハーってなって奇跡が起こるってそれがリバイバルでしょうか
Like is it just like we're all really just really getting into worship and then Pastor just preaching and then he just gets like a halo and everyone's just like oh and it's just like this, we start glowing is that a revival?
違います
No it's not a revival
もっとドロドロしてますリバイバルは
It's actually more kind of like dirty or muddy in a sense like
悔い改めです。
It comes from repentance.
今まで恵みを分かってたと思ってた人が本当の意味で分かり始めた時、それがリバイバルから起こる瞬間です。
I think a lot of times revivals happen when there's a lot of people who are like, I thought I understood grace, but I think now I'm finally starting to get it.
はい、ヨナはもうウキウキです。
You know, Jonah is like very just kind of like,
もう神様の使命を全うしてる。
He's like really just like full, I want to just do this now. I'm full of God's mission.
でも話はまだ続いていきます。
But you know, the story goes on.
はい、ヨナ最後にこう言ってます。
This is what Jonah says at the end.
はい、8節、虚空な偶像に執着する者はその恵みを失うって言ってます。
I want to look at this part where Jonah says, those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love in verse 8.
ヨナは誰のことを言ってるんでしょうか?
So who is he talking about here?
もちろんまず異国者です。あの異邦人、あの偶像を拝めてる異邦人だと思ってると思います。
So I think of course like it's referring to like people who are not Jewish who are just worshiping other gods who worship idols.
もちろんそれ正しいです。
I think that's also that's a correct interpretation of this.
でもこの後の話皆さん覚えてたらわかると思います。
Maybe if you guys remember.If you remember this next part, I think it will help kind of understand this other way of thinking about the verse.
神様がニネベの人たちを許し、彼らを悔い改めて、ね、許すとヨナは不適されます。怒り爆発するんです。ほら見ろって。神様恵み深いじゃんか。え?それいいことなんか思うのに、ぶち切れてるんですよ。
I think there's a part at some point later where, like, after the people that Jonah goes to Nineveh, and then God actually decides to forgive them, then Jonah gets super angry when God forgives them because he was like expecting them to be destroyed.
何をしてるんでしょうか?
So what is he doing here?
自分の偶像にまだこだわってるんですよ。
Because he's still kind of like stuck with like his idol.
自分の要は神はこうじゃなくちゃいけない。自分の人生こうならなくちゃいけない。そういう固定概念、要は偶像です。それでまだ生きてる。
He's still kind of struggling with these preconceived notions and his idols of like, I think that God is supposed to do things like this, and my expectation is that God will do things this way, but then when God doesn't do that way, it causes him to react like this.
まさしくクリスチャンの人生の描写です。
And I mean, that's a really good depiction of the Christian life, too.
でも素晴らしいのは恵みです。神様はそれを分かりきっていながら、ヨナを魚のお腹から救うんです。
But I think this is really just how great God's grace is because even while knowing all of that, God's like, I know he's going to react this way. I'm still going to let him out of the fish to go tell this to the people.
ヨナの心を変えるミッション、神様やってるんです。
God is committed to having this mission of changing Jonah's heart.
それが私たちクリスチャンの人生です。
And this is the same with the Christian life for all of us.
皆さんもクリスチャンになった時にウキウキで、イエー、伝道してやる、神様のために生きてやる、そう絶対始まったと思います。
I think a lot of us, when we first kind of really became Christian, we're like, yeah, this is so fun. I love being Christian, and let's go tell everybody, and it's so fun.
でも偶像の対処となると、もう拒んでます。
And then as soon as it becomes like, okay, let's talk about your idols, and let's like start to work on your heart, it's like, okay, no, never mind. This is, I'm good.
本当のリバイバル、さっき言いました、私たちの心が変わることです。
I think, as we said earlier, like with real revivals, it involves a change of our hearts and leading to repentance.
神様の最大のミッションは、あなたの偶像を破壊し、あなたが本当の意味で神に頼り始めることです。
Because what God does to help us get involved in His mission is to really focus on our idols, to destroy them and help us to rely only on Him.
この教会の最大のミッションは、クリスチャンもノンクリスチャンも心を変えていくことです。
Because the kind of the main like mission that we have at this church is for Christians and non-Christians is for God to change our hearts.
一緒に神様の恵みに感動しましょう。
So let's really just be amazed at God's grace.
一緒に立って祈っていきたいと思います。
Well, let's stand and pray.